Welcome to episode 1159 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we pose some of the most intriguing trivia questions from across the web. Let's get started. Round 1. The category is Requiem for a Skyline. Question 1. In November of 1972, this West Coast city dedicated the kingdom. In March 2000, the kingdom was demolished in the same city. The answer is Seattle. Question 2. In 1978, the Marlboro Blenheim Hotel in New Jersey was demolished to make way for a casino in which city? The answer is Atlantic City. Question 3. The old Prentice Women's Hospital at Northwestern University, an example of brutalist architecture, was demolished in 2013-2014 in which major city? The answer is Chicago. Question 4. Sunset Boulevard hasn't been the same since the home and playground of many movie stars, known as the Garden of What, was bulldozed? The answer is the Garden of Allah. Question 5 in this round. Demolished in 1999, Jorba Labs near Madrid was commonly referred to by what general six-letter term, which is used for a sacred building in China? The answer is a pagoda. Moving on to round 2, the category is Can You Digit? Question 1. John Stossel, a co-anchor of what ABC News show, overcame stuttering and has been awarded 19 Emmys? The answer is 2020. Question 2. What is the number of stories in each of the 1,483-foot-high Patronus towers, which is also the number of keys on a standard piano keyboard? The answer is 88. Question 3. Translate these two Roman numerals XLVIII. The answer is 45 and 78. Question 4. Subtract the total number of U.S. senators from the number of Tennyson's Valley of Death chargers. The answer is 500. Question 5. In print journalism, what number is traditionally used to mark the end of a story? The answer is 30. Are you ready for round 3? The category is Interviewing the Interviewer. Question 1. Who felt empathy, not sympathy, for Richard Nixon during their famous interviews? The answer is David Frost. Question 2. In February 2011, who sat down for a somewhat grumpy interview with their replacement, Piers Morgan? The answer is Larry King. Question 3. Hi, I'm Anderson Cooper. During a 2009 special on the Time 100, I interviewed Barbara Walters and her co-hosts on which show about their influence? The answer is The View. Question 4. Which late Meet the Press host told the NY Times that he sometimes felt like shaking his guests and saying, "Answer the question"? The answer is Tim Russert. Question 5. In 2005, Mike Wallace was interviewed by this Fox News Sunday host, who is also his son. The answer is Chris Wallace. Round 4. The category is James K. Polk. Question 1. Mrs. Polk banned what activity in the White House, meaning you couldn't have waltzed into James's office? The answer is dancing. Question 2. Polk's inauguration was the first to be reported via what communications device, with Samuel Morse at the key? The answer is the telegraph. Question 3. While serving as Speaker of the House, Polk was referred to as what president's lackey and was nicknamed Young Hickory. The answer is Andrew Jackson. Question 4. During Polk's term of office, the border of the United States was extended west to what natural boundary? The answer is the Pacific Ocean. Question 5. In 1845, Polk reaffirmed the doctrine of which president against European colonization of America? The answer is the Monroe Doctrine. And now on to the final round. The category is storm. Question 1. In the 1994 Oscar-winning film Forrest Gump, Hurricane Camille leaves only one operational shrimping boat in Bayou Le Batre. The answer is Forrest Gump. Question 2. What 2000 film is based on Sebastian Junger's bestseller about a hurricane that meets a cold front? The answer is The Perfect Storm. Question 3. Which film, the final one featuring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together, sees them waiting out a storm in Florida? The answer is Key Largo. Question 4. In which film is the probe used to investigate tornadoes aptly named Dorothy? The answer is Twister. Question 5. In which 2004 film is climatologist Dennis Quaid proven right, resulting in a large portion of the U.S. evacuating to Mexico? The answer is The Day After Tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more engaging.